Inside Racing.
Welcome on in. It's another Saturday morning. You've got 96.7 WDLR AM 1270. You've got Off to the Races. I am your host, Mike Bozich. We've got a very, very good show lined up for you today. Virgil Morgan, one of the leading, if not the leading, trainers in the state of Ohio for many, many years, is going to sit down and join us and talk to us about some of his horses that he's got coming up in the Ohio Sire Stakes, some of the two-year-olds, and of course the three-year-olds that have already gotten started and are racing quite well. Plus, we talked to Virgil a little bit about his career as well and the beginnings of his career. And, you know, that got me to thinking. And more about that in just a moment. That's not a good thing when you get Mike Bozich thinking. But we do want to, before we start thinking all that much, we do want to tell you about our fine sponsors, because without them, there would be no us. This show is brought to you by our good friends at the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Also brought to you by the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They got caring down to a science, and Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive-Through Feed Store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. Well, you're probably familiar, or you should be familiar at some point, with this sound right here. And that sound right there was the format being crumbled up, because I'm going to break format today, and I'm going to go a little bit of a monologue, I guess you could say, because I had a very touching email a couple of days ago from a harness racing fan, and he's very familiar with my work as being the track announcer at Harris Philadelphia, and back then, before then, at Hazel Park Raceway in Detroit, Michigan. Now, I've had a radio show before this, all the way back in the Chicagoland area, gosh, about 20, 25 years ago. And I also had a podcast for a couple of years called Post Time with Mike and Mike. And one of the things that I ask most, not all guests, but most guests, I mean, if they're repeat guests on the program, or if we're diving into a certain subject, a pointed subject, then we won't ask this question. But most of the time, especially if it's a new guest, I always try to get the conversation started with, how did you get started in the sport of harness racing? So this email that I got from a friend of mine and a fan of mine basically asked, why do you always start with that question? Why do you ask people how they got started in the sport of harness racing? And, you know, I thought about that for a second, and I'm going to talk a little bit about why I ask that. And it's really because it's an important question to me, and I think it's an important question in general, because there is this passion about the game, and there is so many ways that you can get involved in the sport of harness racing. I can't think of a sport that is more accessible from the general public than harness racing. If somebody who knows nothing about racing at all wants to get involved in this sport, it's not too hard to do so. And you can do so in so many different ways. Of course, the easiest way is being a racing fan. There's plenty of them out there. I have plenty of Facebook friends, social media friends that are fans of racing, that follow the big horses, the good horses, that follow the grand circuit and the big drivers from racetrack to racetrack, and kind of get their favorite horses and generally root for their horses even without a wagering interest. And then, of course, you can be a bettor. You could wager on the horses, and you can get a program, and there's endless stats, and there's endless angles, and there's a whole bunch of different ways that you can pick your horses, and you can, it's almost like fantasy football. You can get in depth with harness racing a lot. You can get into the stats. If you're a stat bug, a stat hound, a mathematician, you know, this game is for you, because there are stats on horses, on drivers, on trainers, on owners, and many different stats, many ways to read the stats. That's one of the things that I got involved with harness racing and horse racing was about. You know, you can have 10 people in a room. 10 people could look at a same race, and you can have 10 different opinions, even though the piece of paper says the same thing. The stats are the same, but you've got 10 different opinions on who's going to win the race. I love it, love it, love it. Then, of course, you have the mathematical equations with the odds of the horses, the payouts, the morning line formulas, just so many different things. If that doesn't tickle your fancy, well, you can be a driver. That's right. Amateur driving clubs all over the sport of harness racing, all across the country, nearly every track. And it's not that hard to be an amateur driver. It's not that hard to make some inroads and to go to one of these farms and to jog a horse and to eventually get that bug and to eventually take the USTA test and eventually study up and get your qualifying license. And you could be a part of the amateur drivers. And a lot of these amateur drivers have turned into pro drivers. One right at my racetrack, Jonathan Ali, he's a great young driver, drives at Harris Philadelphia, drives on the East Coast. There's a lot of young drivers that started the amateur ranks that are now professional drivers. If you want to own a horse, a lot of people think, well, gosh, I don't have the money to own a horse. I don't have $8,000 to claim a horse, or $10,000 or $12,000. Fractional ownership with guys like Anthony McDonald and VIP Racing and many others have made it possible just for hundreds of dollars, even if that, to own 1% or 2% and be a part of a fractional ownership group and to own a horse and to be able to go to the racetrack and to be able to have access to the trainer and to talk to that trainer about how is my horse doing today, to receive regular updates, to get your picture taken in the winner's circle with your horse. Yes, your horse. It's not that hard. There are many avenues. Or you can do like me. You could work for the business. I never had any ties to the business when I started and wanted to be an announcer and got involved. You could kick the door down and you could learn and you could be a chart writer. You could work in photo finish. You can be a judge who officiates the races. You could be an announcer if you've got the gift of gab and you never shut up like I do. You could do a lot of different things. There's another avenue to get involved. You can be a mutual teller. I know a lot of friends that were mutual tellers that actually love the ambiance of the racetrack and love to visit with people because racetracks, hey, they have a lot of regulars, a lot of people that come every day or every other day, a lot of patrons, and it turns into one big happy family. There are so many ways to get involved in the sport of racing. It's amazing. And I still say that harness racing, despite all of its problems, and we all know that harness racing has its problems, just like every other sport, but harness racing is truly the blue-collar sport. And as right now, my opinion, it is the most accessible sport going today. We're going to take a time out. When we come back, we're going to hear from trainer Virgil Morgan. You've got Off to the Races on My 96.7 WDLR on AM 1270.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Mike Bozich back here on Off to the Races. You've got my 96.7 WDLR, and we certainly appreciate you joining us on this Saturday morning. Right now, we are joined by a very special guest, the leading trainer in the state of Ohio, here in the sport of harness racing, Virgil Morgan, joining the program. Virgil, welcome in.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
All right, Virgil, let's run by some of these stats by you. You've got 7,712 career wins, over $77 million in earnings. And a few years ago, you got that 7,000th victory. But out of those 7,712 victories, are there any one or two that stick out in your mind as going to go down as memorable for you?
I still remember my first win, Count Jazz. I think it was like 2-5 at the Meadows. A trotter, just a cheap, I think it's a reclaiming trotter. The Breeders' Crown, Mr. Big, that was something that I really wanted. Just so many numerous wins with Pet Rock, a couple world records. And I've got a few trotters that had a couple world records. So, you know, those stand out, but again, they're all meaningful. So I'm just thankful to be doing something that I love to do.
You know, and out of your stats, taking a look at them, you haven't had a UTRS worse than 300 since you got started in 1992, and I find that remarkable. 33 years already. that reminds us that we're aging. 1992 was 33 years ago. But, you know, let's talk a little bit about the early days of Roger Morgan. How'd you get started in the business, and what kind of got you pointed towards harness racing?
So my dad and my uncle, they always went to the races, Satter Downs, and probably from the time I was 5 or 6 on, I would go with them. And I can remember my dad picking me up after baseball practices and saying, you know, do you want to go to the track? And I would just be chomping at the bit. It's just something that from really day one, I was just passionate about it. Just always look forward to going. And when I was 17, I started putzing around and working for a few people. And then I got my first horse, made a little profit with it. And then obviously I was hooked from there. Went to New Jersey and New York. And, you know, I just thought that was the mecca of racing at the time, and realized that, you know, everybody puts their pants on the same way. So, then I came back here and opened my own stable, and my dad helped me a lot. We started with, just some cheap claimers and just, you know, got on a roll from there, and the rest is history, as they say.
Now, Virgil, a lot of out of everybody, and, you know, we talked about your father and how influential he was to you kind of getting started in the sport. But as you grew as a trainer, especially in your younger days, anybody that kind of influenced you or that you kind of patterned your training style after in the younger days?
Not really. You know, I worked for Randy Owens the late 80s, and he really helped me. And I just was very observant at a young age. I knew what I wanted to do. It kind of did my own thing, you know. I was always thinking outside of the box. I think I was one of the first people to start jogging with no overcheck. We don't jog in croupers on our horses. I take them off to jog. I just think they're unnecessary to jog, and just little stuff like that. And I've to my kids work for me. They're 25 and 27, Trey and Kiara. And I tell them, when it comes to rigging a horse or train, there's no rules. You know, I can remember when I first started, we walked them for an hour after they trained. You know, that's a thing of the past. That that's not needed. And just because somebody did it in the past doesn't mean that, you know, that's the way to do it. It's basically what works for you.
Visiting with leading trainer here in the state of Ohio, Virgil Morgan. Now, Virgil, you kind of touched on your foray out east, and it seems like since the advent of expanded gaming in Ohio, it seems like Ohio now once again is the spot to be. I mean, you've got a lot of drivers and trainers that started out in Ohio, maybe kind of came out east, and now going back, the driver that you use a lot, Brett Miller, one of those examples where he came out east and right back to the state of Ohio, but things really, really going well for us right now in the Buckeye State.
Yeah, you know, we weathered the storm. You know, I'd like to say that with the young horses, I probably was close to leaving, you know, and going to New Jersey, East Coast, even Pennsylvania. You know, it got really good there when they got slot revenue. And, you know, once we got it, it's just been a blessing. You know, I think our state program now, the Sire Stakes program and racing in general, is second to none. Our final goes for $300,000. Our consolation goes for $100,000. We have a Buckeye Stakes that goes for 20 a leg, 5 legs, and a final for 80. And then we have, you know, the fair races and a fair final that goes for $50,000. So there's so many different avenues you can go to earn money if you spot them right. It's just, I can't say enough about it. The overnight money is good. But going back to what you said about the drivers coming, that's why they came back. You know, Brett came back. David Miller's coming back next year. You know, he's building a house near Lebanon, so he's going to be geographically close to Miami Valley, Dayton, and Kentucky. You know, Kentucky's program is really good right now too. So I think we're in a really great spot if you're here in Ohio.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to miss Dave Miller out here. Of course, I'm the announcer at Harris Philly, and Dave, just a great, great guy, and he's had so much success out east. But I'll tell you what, it does say a lot for the state of Ohio and there, you know, since the expanded gaming and harness racing really making a comeback for somebody like Dave Miller to relocate back to Ohio. But now we're going to get to a couple of your horses that you've got racing now, especially in the Ohio Sire Stakes circuit. But first of all, let's give a shout out to some of your assistants. Now, I know you got a giant stable and certainly can't do it all alone. So there has to be a couple of MVPs in there that really make the Virgil Morgan operation click.
Oh yeah. Paul Stratton. He's my lifeline in New Jersey on the East Coast. He's been with me for over 20 years. So we keep a stable there at Gateway, and he's just awesome. I couldn't ask for a better guy. You know, he's more than a second trainer. He's like a right-hand man for me. So when we race any stakes races there, they go to Paul. And then here, my son, I can't say enough about him. He's worked for me for almost 5 years now. And my daughter. And then, you know, like you said, there's so many names. I've got so many. My turnover is very low. I've got some people that have worked for me 15, 20 years. And any business that you're successful in, you're only as good as your help. And I can't say enough about my help. They bought into our system, and they do a great job.
Visiting with Virgil Morgan, leading trainer in the state of Ohio. Now, Virgil, I know you had Roger Houston over there, probably about 3 weeks, a month ago, talking a little bit about your two-year-olds. But since then, 3 weeks and a month have passed, and, you know, your two-year-olds have advanced, and we're getting ready to start with the two-year-olds here in the not-too-distant future. Tell us about some of the two-year-olds that are shining bright right now that you're looking forward to getting going.
I've got some really nice two-year-olds for Odds On Racing, Dana Parham. I've got a three-quarter brother to Captain Albano. I like a lot of Pappy Rob Hanover. I've got some really nice down by the Seaside Phillies. This is definitely the best crop of two-year-olds I've ever had as a whole, for sure, in the numbers-wise. I've got some really nice two-year-old colts. Down by the Seaside, so I'm pretty much bought in on him. So I got some lather ups. I've had success with them. I've got a really nice 3-year-old filly that was the filly of the year last year, lather up. So I've got a few lather ups, but mostly down by the seaside, some Pappy Rob Hanovers. I've got a really nice Pappy Rob Hanover that's assist out of a sister Racing Hill for the Tom Hill. I've got a Tall Dark Stranger that's a first full, first colt out of Party Girl Hill, you know, arguably one of the greatest race mares of all time. So I've got some really nice trotters too. I can't complain. So we're getting close. You know, we just got to keep the wheels on, and I plan on qualifying mine probably the third week of June would be the plan, like June 21st.
Let's go ahead, Virgil. Let's talk about a couple of your 3-year-olds. First of all, we'll talk about a 3-year-old filly trotter that just won a leg of the Sire Stakes just a few weeks ago. Her name is Aunt Laura, and she has been very good to the betting public. She actually gave us 15-1 in the final last year, and she had, I believe, a 4-1 winner as well this season. So she's been giving the punters out there some good value on the odds.
Yeah, you know, early on she just lacked consistency. She always had talent training, but she was her own worst enemy when we went to race. Little things would set her off, and she just needed to mature. She needed exposure, and once she developed that maturity, you know, the final she got really ripe right around then. She won at Delaware, and she was in some traffic and was kind of squeezed pretty good at Delaware, where I think early in the year she kind of acted claustrophobic. She would have made a break. And then the final, she was lights out. She won pretty handy wire to wire. This year, kind of the same thing starting out in the qualifiers. You know, I didn't have any hobbles on her and no overcheck. She trained down great that way, but then it just didn't seem to work when we went to the track. So, yeah, I trained at my own training center, and when we went to the track, she just didn't seem to overcome some adversity. But she put it all together the other night, and hopefully we can keep her focused like that, because she has a world of talent. She's got a really good mare, really good family. So, hopefully onward and upward with her.
And that 3-year-old filly pacing division, they went 1-2 last year in the finals with odds on Hialeah and odds on Chesapeake. And here in the opening leg of the Sire Stakes, they got separate divisions, and they both come out victorious at Scioto. Tell us about both of those fillies.
They came back really well. Really didn't want to do much work with them until the Sire Stakes. I raced Chesapeake one time, qualified her three times, and Hialeah qualified three times. She had so many par mutual wins, I didn't had no interest in racing her against age horses, so she just went in off of qualifiers. I think she won in 50-2, and the other filly 51-3, but they couldn't have come back better. They're both, extremely talented, very handy, both of them. They can do it on the front end. They can do it off the pace. They can take air. So, we're really happy about them. And they're staked to a few things outside of the state later in the year. So we'll take a stab at some of those when the time comes.
And I know that's got to be a relief, because the transition from 2 to 3, as far as age goes, is certainly not automatic all the time.
No, it's not. You know, I like to tell people the 2-year-olds are in high school. The 3-year-olds are in college. And the 4-year-olds are like your rookie season, the pro. We know all too well some rookies don't pan out from college. And then obviously the 5 and up are your aged veterans. And I think you can really, that's really pretty close to what it's like. It's a transition. How are you going to transition from high school to college? You're going to make the transition. Are you going to fit in? Can you compete? And, you want to see maturity, you want to see growth. We're really big on manners with the young horses, that they keep their composure I think smarter horses, it can be a better horse.
It's known as the Great American Harness Race, the Little Brown Jug, and it's held right here in Delaware, Ohio. Why? Because Ohio is the heartland of harness racing. In Ohio, the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association keeps things running smoothly and is here to make sure that harness racing remains strong. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Join us and keep Ohio as the driving force of harness racing. Call 800-353-6442. The OHHA.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio, on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
Well, another edition of Off to the Races in the books. We certainly appreciate you, the racing fan, joining us each and every Saturday morning. We also want to give thanks to our wonderful sponsors. They include the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, Breed in Ohio, Buy in Ohio, Race in Ohio, and Win right here in the state of Ohio. Also brought to you by the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center, Caring Down to a Science, and Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive-Thru Feed Store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. Special thanks to our guest, Virgil Morgan Jr. We will see you next Saturday morning with a first post of 9:30 a.m. Have a good week, everybody.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio, on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650. 3650.